Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Good days, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm your host, Leah LaChapelle, and we are having a lot of fun doing coaching, this internet show, workshops, writing books, things of this nature. And I invite you to check out my website, fearorlove.com. And I just love that name, right? Is there a choice, fear or love? You get to choose. And so that's the conversation that we have here on Unzipping Reality. And I want to just thank Metaphysical Talk Radio for making it possible. Today, we are going to be talking about a 5D subject. That's the context for Unzipping Reality, the fifth dimension. That's where we are right now. That's where we want more to be. We want more of the fifth dimension, 5D. And there is absolutely no reason why we cannot have that, be that, stretch into that, and be comfortable in that. So all of us are walking together in this great adventure. And it takes a lot of unzipping of reality to do this. We've been doing the unzipping, so reality is now sufficiently unzipped. The portal is open, so let's step on through and be who and what we really are. The topic for today is the new alpha leader. Now, this subject is a little daunting for me because, let's face it, we love our alpha leaders of the third dimension, don't we? We just love how sexy they are and how sleek and how confident and how successful and rich, famous, whatever you want to say about them. Now, all of that is changing. And before you freak out, because we're still going to be very, very cool in regard to leadership in the fifth dimension, it has to do with what's better. Now, is alpha, now we know the alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, alpha. Is alpha a better letter than, say, delta or kappa or zeta or omega? Is it a better letter? Well, the answer is no, not in 5D. It's not a better letter. It just happens to be the first. So when we think of alpha, what we like to think of in the past, this word alpha, let's just describe an alpha male, all right? Because that's really easy to conjure up an image of that. We're talking about like a dominant, aggressive champion who's first in the pecking order. We're talking the most commanding leader, the fiercest, strongest warrior, just successful, just the winner, always the winner, the highest ranking, assertively in control, especially over territory. And he could be the smartest, maybe the best looking, maybe the best dressed in the room. That's traditional alpha male. Now enter the fifth dimension, where we are all one. Just because we are all one doesn't mean there's not a place for leadership. What we're talking about today is true leadership. And what we have defaulted to has been historically the alpha leader and pretty much the alpha male. And this idea of this hierarchy is going to have to shift. But that doesn't mean that we don't have leadership in the new paradigm. Leadership is a must. We must have leadership. And some people are really good leaders, and some people would really prefer not to be in a leadership role. They would prefer to take a more support role. But leadership in and of itself is a spiritual gift. We love our leaders, especially the leaders that are loving and have integrity. But here's the deal. That old alpha leader, we're talking male and female, all right? The difference now is that in the new paradigm, there are no subordinates. Nope. Nobody's beneath you. There's no better or worse letter than the letter alpha or beta, all right? The old hierarchy is simply fading away, folks. It's fading into the past. And we have loved it. It's been so dramatic. But it's a thing of the past now. And we discovered that the hierarchical nature of whatever is oppressing this planet is now being exposed. It is a hierarchy. And it's pretty mean-spirited. So the end of the energy of this kind of hierarchical control, just in general, applies not just to this kind of dark controlling agency, but it controls to everybody, all of us in the new paradigm. The energy of hierarchy is dissipating. It's dissolving. Well, what does it look like to be a powerful leader today in the new paradigm? So I suggested that we all know what it looked like in the old paradigm. Biggest, better, you know, taller, you know, all of that kind of stuff. What does it look like to be powerful in the new paradigm? Well, let's again contrast the fifth dimension to the third dimension of consciousness, because in the third dimension of consciousness, very familiar with it, it's just truly earmarked by dualistic hostility, conflict, separation, control, violence, oh yeah, lots of violence, and fear. And what has happened is that our masculine and our feminine strengths have literally been extorted from us because they've been filtered and funneled through the realm of contest and conquest. Is this feeling kind of familiar? I mean, it's like, who's king of the mountain? Well, fortunately, this old paradigm context is changing. And the old concepts of a competition-based leader are becoming outmoded. I think this is very good news. There's nothing wrong with competition, but when the competition is life and death, and whoever comes out on top has usurped all of your rights and wants to put their foot on your neck, this is what is passing away, this kind of violence. And we have seen a history, human history, this alpha male of the past has just exerted all kinds of influence for imposing control and inflicting themselves on others. And they just seize the lion's share of all the earthly goods. Have you noticed that things are maybe a little bit out of balance on our planet? There are the haves, the have-nots, you know, the ones in their Learjets, and then there are the ones that are starving to death. You know, this is unacceptable. This is old paradigm, and the old paradigm is crescendoing now, and the new paradigm is starting to come into view. And that's why I so appreciate the ability to be on the airwaves and to speak on topics that are so cleaving edge. So on the other end of the spectrum, we've been kind of harping on this alpha male that's taking advantage of the situation simply because they can, because of duality. They found themselves on the right side of the dualistic thought construct and experience. On the other end of the spectrum, there are those, or have been, these alpha leaders who are completely willing to step up and take a stand and to protect and defend and liberate and provide and to be the salt of the earth and to be the bedrock of the unifying faith that it takes to bring all people together into a new day. So the new alpha leader is not the one that has the biggest ego. Now there I said the word, ego. We all have an ego, but sometimes these alpha super egos, super alpha super egos, they're just running amok. And so we are discovering it's not the biggest ego that gets to be the leader in the fifth dimension, the new paradigm, but it's the most developed soul. The most developed soul. These kinds of leaders show up simply like, more like parents or guides. I'm talking about very loving, good, wise parents. Very powerful guides. It's wisdom-based. It's love-based. Now, I've just recently written a book called Soul Shade, Revealing the New Human Archetype. And I had a lot of fun writing this because it's a transitional book. It's going from the third dimension into the fifth dimension. And I'd like to just kind of look into it a little bit here. There is an extensive, well, I think it's extensive. It's 133 words in the glossary. And incidentally, this book is available on Amazon, Kindle, and my website, fearorlove.com. In this glossary, it talks about metacognition. Now, metacognition is more commonly known as self-awareness. This is the major distinction or designation between animals and humans. We are self-aware. Now, in this story of Soul Shade, I go into something called, well, it's based on our monad Let's go there first. The monad. What is a monad? It's kind of a weird word, isn't it? Some people don't like that word. I'm okay with it. But a monad is, it's your entirety. It's the entirety of one's existence as manifested on different vibrational planes of consciousness. And it extends into the physical and non-physical as your distinctive self, big S. So this monadial cognition, as I call it, I'm comparing it to metacognition, which is self-aware. Monadial cognition is multidimensional soul self-awareness. This is what designates 3D humans from 5D humans. 5D humans have access to their multidimensional soul self-awareness. Not just, well, yeah, gee, I think I got a soul floating around somewhere, I don't know. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about true connection. So the leaders in the new paradigm, and we're there in the new paradigm now. The leaders in the new paradigm understand what it is to be connected with our soul. Not just themselves, but they have access to interpreting that other people, all people, have a soul connectedness, whether they realize it or not. So we're in very safe hands, very good hands, solid hands, when it comes to leadership in the new paradigm, because we're connected to our soul. That's authentic. What we've been playing around with is inauthentic. That's why we've been getting blown up here. So, you know, on Star Trek, surely every single person listening to this broadcast is a Trekkie like I am. There's such a thing called the Prime Directive. And in the fictional universe of Star Trek, you know, the famous TV series, sci-fi, the Prime Directive is the guiding principle of the United Federation of Planets in that story. And it prohibits Starfleet personnel from interfering with the internal development of civilizations on other worlds. Well, new paradigm leaders display and appropriate this kind of prime directive with other people. They might be able to see your soul connection or lack thereof, but they're not going to interfere. They're going to allow you to grow and flourish on your own. Now, I think that that is great, great news. And if we have time, I'll get more into this idea of allowing. I really love that topic of the universal laws of allowance. Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that caused the problem. We say that a lot, don't we? We love to quote these famous people, these great minds, and it sounds so true. And it seems like, well, I think I'm kind of doing that. I have to check in with myself all the time because it's almost like we're glued to the old paradigm. We're very attached. And we need to be willing to let go of some of these old attachments. We have reached the point where people are beginning to wake up to the realization that when it comes to leadership, there's no amount of alpha charisma or muscle or intimidation, or call it big banana energy, whatever, either male or female. None of that will bring our society into being a self-empowered, peaceful one. We can no longer depend on the alpha leaders, the alpha presence, the alpha energy. It's everyone's responsibility in the new paradigm. And the quality that needs to be in effect is that of cooperation. Cooperation is brand new territory in the new paradigm, because that means you cooperate with whoever, whatever, and sometimes you don't get to pick and choose. Now, the word operation, by definition, is quite a masculine energy because it's action-based, it's performance-based, it's operational. It's sending it out there, putting it out there. It's very masculine. The key that unlocks the new paradigm quality is not operation, but it's that little prefix, co. Cooperation. Now, I like to think of it in this regard. When sled dogs of the north are chosen, they are chosen for several things. They're chosen for their physical prowess, their intelligence, and also for their ability to not get distracted easily. And underscore this, their ability to get along with the other dogs. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that men and women are dogs. I love dogs, but that's not where I'm going with this. I'm not suggesting that, oh, men are just dogs, or if they're not, then they're just wimps or milksops. I'm not saying that at all. That is completely inaccurate. We don't want anybody to conform to any of those kinds of images. What I am saying is that the biggest test and transition humanity has ever known is right here now. And there is a huge need. It's a mammoth need to focus on getting us through this uncharted experience. We've never done this before. And so we need leadership. We just need a new frequency of leader. So we're looking for a new alpha leader, men and women alike. There is absolutely a place for natural leadership in the new paradigm. It's just going to look different than the old paradigm. The new kind of alpha leader that is required, and we're calling that into view, is one that multiplies him or herself in others, because they know the value of facilitating others' self-empowerment and overall evolution. Amazing! This same old alpha leader in control treatment is just not going to cut it. And these leaders that have personalities reflecting my bigger, my better, my more, etc., etc., all of that belongs in the old paradigm. It's been fun. It's really been interesting to be under the thumb of these guys, but no more, because the qualities of effective leadership have changed. And here's what it is. The alpha leader is not about dominance, but mastery. We are all on our paths to mastery. It's absolutely divine. Absolutely divine. So let's go back to one of the original questions that I was posing. What does a powerful alpha leader look like in the new paradigm? Well, let's parcel out men for just a moment. We're familiar with male leadership. Who gets to say what is powerful in the new paradigm? Now, if we really want to know the answer to that question, let's ask the women. Let's ask the new paradigm women. And, you know, truth be known, women generally do love powerful men. That's not a secret. And that's probably not going to change, but it is the idea of what makes one powerful that is changing. I hope I'm being clear on this. If I'm not, email me, leah@fearorlove.com, and we'll have a conversation. So let's check in with these new paradigm women. We know that new paradigm women are tired of combat. It's out of style. New paradigm women are looking for much more of a multifaceted male, namely a spiritually intelligent man who is also sensitive and can trust and appropriate energies for the highest and best good of all from a masculine orientation and at the same time opening a space for the balance of the feminine. So powerful new paradigm women have a place in leadership. They know it. They're stepping into it. Anything less is not acceptable. And the males know this as well. So the males might say, the guys might say, but I'm not good at that. I'm not particularly spiritually intelligent, and I'm not really sensitive, and I don't know what you're talking about when you say appropriating energies for the highest and best good of all. I'm lost. You know? That's okay, because the energies on this planet are here to support us. They are here to support everyone on our evolutionary journey, on our path to mastery. And here's some very good news. There is a plethora of new paradigm females, alpha and otherwise, who are more than happy to help in this transition. Now, the gals might say, the new paradigm women might say, oh my goodness, I don't know any guys like what you just described that are sensitive and also can step up and lead appropriately while making a space for their feminine orientation and me. That's okay again, because as women leaders, we are becoming the loving and strong women that we were always meant to be. And we have the capability to clear a space for the authentic qualities to occur in our male leaders. Our new paradigm, new alpha leaders who happen to be men. This is really, really cool stuff. And it's just amazing to be able to speak on this topic. Attitude is so important. What is your attitude toward women in general? What is your attitude toward men in general? There is no room for judgment, bitterness, hatred. You know, there are some real man haters out there that happen to be female. And that's a very sad state of affairs. But this is where we are. And those of us who are leaning into and allowing new paradigm leadership to be present on the earth are ascending. And that kind of heaviness is going to be addressed, and it is going to be transmuted. The new alpha leader makes choices based on the fact that we are all connected to each other. You know how it's been in the past. The ones at the top of the heap, they disavow any connection to those pathetic people beneath them. That's been, I mean, of course, we've had very fine leaders too. I'm just really pointing to the ones that have been detrimental to our society right at the moment. But there have been some great leaders. At the moment, we are in this pyramidal structure of control. And it is giving its last hurrah. A new paradigm alpha leader leads through their heart, not their head. This is so important. And this is where the feminine comes into play. All of us have masculine and feminine orientations within us. Masculine and feminine principle exist within all of us. Now, what has happened, though, unfortunately, makes for a great story. Usually there's a, you know, it's a winner-loser type of a story, but our alpha, we'll just pick on the males again, alpha males. They have really been into this idea of seduction. It's like, I don't want to have to develop my feminine principle, which is based in intuition and that heart center, feeling, consciousness. I just want my way. So they develop a very potent way of seducing women by being powerful in their eyes, so they can kind of rent the feminine orientation. You've seen this, you know, the guys that are, you know, they're creeps, you know, I mean, and they've got this beautiful babe on their arm. They're just renting that feminine energy. They don't want to own it for themselves. In today's spiritual climate, if a man preserves his male dominance and is then overly dependent on a woman's feminine orientation of the heart, in order to avoid developing his own feminine principle, then that is parasitic. Okay? Did you follow me on that? Let's turn it around. If a female is overly dependent on a man's masculine orientation, and just gets the man by way of seduction to do their bidding, and it is not from the heart, and they are just sidestepping responsibility to be a true leader, then that is parasitic as well. Our new paradigm, new alpha leaders, have humility. They do not need to learn the art of seduction. They have humility. But lest you think that I am creating a whole slate of kind of wimpo leaders that are just real humble and they don't really get anything done, that is not what I am saying at all. I'm saying humility and hubris. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about stepping up and getting the job done, because the energy is here to promote true leaders, real leadership. These women who kind of feel sorry for themselves a lot, they're called victims. There are men who are victims, but these women who just, they've been hurt. This is really holding us back right now from calling forth this more feminine alpha leader, a woman that can exhibit true leadership in the face of whatever is going on. They need to stop looking backward. They need to get out of the past and be in the present. And they need to get some coaching, some healing. I saw something on the internet. It was by, it's a website, sheconquers.one. And the quote is, "I only look back to see how far I have come." That is a good one for women who have been hurt to contemplate. Just see how far you've come. Well, if you haven't come very far and you're still holding on to that stuff, you gotta let that go and get some help. Because this is the new wave of energy that's coming in. And I would also say to women who they kind of make themselves aggressive, overly like steel, like impenetrable. They're hard. I would suggest remaining soft and remaining loving, remaining magnanimous, but get some boundaries, okay? This is all about self-love. Get some boundaries for yourself and live out of your own treasure. Don't be dependent, don't be codependent, but definitely be interdependent. You're gonna love it. Being interdependent means everybody gets to play a part. But these women that have become, you know, I don't need anybody and etc., that needs to shift. The softening is imperative. That does not mean impotent. That means true strength. When you stand in your knowingness of who you are and you love yourself and you have the ability to connect with your soul, you have the qualities for true leadership. When I wrote Soul Shade, I wrote it from a male's perspective. The main character in Soul Shade is a young man. And the story is about him and his evolution here at the close of the old paradigm. And it's exciting. It's a very exciting fictional novel. There's a lot of teaching in it. And the reason I bring this out in this conversation is because I wrote it to be very redemptive for men. I love men. And we're not doing anything in the ascension apart from men, okay? We're all in this together. And the young man in this story goes through a paradigm shift in what is appropriate for him as sacred male and what is not appropriate for him. And so anyway, I encourage you to get a copy of Soul Shade because it is a fun read, and I think that it's of great value to connect with your soul. A little bit more about the masculine feminine, because when masculine and feminine come together, that qualifies someone to be a true leader. Again, consciousness has to do with the feminine capacity. And that means like to register and recognize energy patterns. And females tend to be a little bit better than males on this. Not always, but generally speaking, that's how it's been in the past. This is shifting now. And then the masculine will, thank God for the masculine will, is very expressive. The feminine is receptive. The masculine is expressive. And this capacity has to do with creating and altering energy patterns. Creating and altering energy patterns. You got to love our guys for doing that primarily. But this is also available within all women to be able to have both the feminine and the masculine principle. So we're expanding in this regard. A new paradigm alpha leader, this new kind of leadership, knows how to expand other people. Not just to get them to do what you want them to. Oh, there's a lot of that going on. But this has to do with not managing people. People don't like to be managed, you know? We're not goats or cows. We don't want to be herded. We don't like to be controlled. A new leader in the new paradigm does not control people, but trusts in the flow of energy. Now, here's something else. A new alpha leader knows that it's all right to put themselves at risk. It's all right for everything to be safe. It's all right to enter into new territory, to venture into a new experience, because there is no fear. There's nothing to fear. Why would we fear the all that is one? We are that. Why would we fear that? There is no fear. So taking a few risks, I'm calling it risks, but new experiences, stretching yourself instead of, oh, if I do that, I might look bad in the eyes of these people and I'll be a terrible leader and, you know, they'll kick me out, whatever. Just be all right. And here's a marvelous thing about the new paradigm leader. You don't have to be right about everything. I mentioned humility before. This is what we're talking about. You don't have to be right. I mean, look at the leaders, like how the media covers for them. Look at that. It's insane. I mean, people see through that now. Seriously. We are on to that. It's just, that's not even working anymore. It's ridiculous. These cover-ups are just, they're just part of the insanity now. And new paradigm alpha leaders are flexible. Hey, this is working. This isn't working. Let's do this. Let's lean into this and see if this will work. Just be flexible. Be in the moment. I had the opportunity to hang out with a CEO of a wonderful brand new company called Algeternal. They are growing algae as actually a substitute, a replacement for fossil fuels, as we call them. Very, very cleaving edge. I'm very excited at the prospect of moving into this algae base for our energy and for many other products that we use on a daily basis. Anyway, David is the CEO. David Ramjohn is the CEO of Algeternal. And I know that he won't mind my repeating this, but he was talking about the kind of leadership that he brings in a group. And he lets other people talk instead of his dominating the conversation. This has been a real trap for our egos, is to dominate. Well, that's over with. It's all right to give some guidance, but not dominate. And don't be right all the time and inflexible and all of those things. So David was saying that he likes to hear people's ideas, and like they'll go around in the group and hear everybody's ideas, and he will be the last to speak. The last to speak. And he told me that by the time it gets around to him, oftentimes his whole idea has changed about the topic. Isn't that incredible? Now, that is humility. The ability to change your position or your perspective, to let it in. Let it be co-created. Let spirit in. Let light come in. This is marvelous what we are experimenting with. There's a lot of light out there. It's abundant. All we have to do is move the darkness out of the way by being the light, and then more light will come. Doesn't this sound like fun? I'd like to talk a little bit more about the masculine and feminine. You know, our guys have had not an easy time. And I have a lot of compassion for our men. There's a lot of pressure on our men to perform, regardless of the circumstances. And so they do things and they blow off steam and whatever. They're not women, they're men. They're different from women. And they kind of get stuck sometimes in this parasitic thing that I was describing, where they don't want to become more sensitive. And so I came across this on the internet, and it's a shame. But anyway, what it says is, this is from a male perspective, good women are not hard to find. They're just hard to run game on. Yeah, right. Again, new paradigm women who understand true leadership are not going to fall for this junk anymore. They're just not. They don't have to. because it's a new day. It's a new paradigm. What we're looking for are leaders that will raise the frequency of their consciousness. That's the feminine. Raise the frequency of their consciousness. And also the feelings that go along with that raised consciousness. This is very feminine. Now, thoughts tend to be more masculine in nature. The thoughts. We can use our thoughts to raise our awareness and our consciousness. And this is what I'm encouraging all of us to do, is to get away from that hard line of. Now, one reason that men have had a little bit difficult of a time is because there's a real big secret, and they don't want anybody to know this, and that is a true leader places their masculine principle in service to their feminine principle rather than opposing masculine to feminine principle. This is the key to shifting out of separation consciousness. Isn't that just love in action? It's absolutely incredible. You know, I remember this old movie. It's okay, but it's a 1960. That's really dating me. 1960 movie called The Magnificent Seven. It had Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen and Charles Bronson and Eli Wallach in it. And it was about seven really tough gunmen, old paradigm alphas, okay? And they were in the Old West, and they were hired to defend a little town of peasants against this army of cruel and terrible bandits. And so they were successful, and, you know, they were, I mean, we're talking, you know, all sexy and the black tight outfit and the big cowboy hats and all this kind of stuff, great with guns and all of that. All these guys, Steve McQueen, tough guys, you know. And in the end, the peasant men were thanking them for coming and helping them. And these magnificent seven gunmen stood there and they said, "No, you men are the ones with the courage. You get up every day and care for your families, and you grow food, and you have integrity and honesty, and we bow to you." That's paraphrasing. But anyway, it's kind of like that, what's going on our planet in the way of alpha leadership. Alpha leadership. All right, so really basically what's happening is we are healing some very old schisms from Lemuria and Atlantis. And we're realizing that alpha is basically a persona or a personality, and that true manhood and true womanhood is now coming into view. When a man can walk with a woman and a woman can walk with a man unthreatened in the new paradigm energies, they have the qualities for being the new paradigm, new alpha leader. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Metaphysical Talk Radio. And I am always encouraging everybody to trust the process. Know the process, be the process, and do the process. Get some coaching. Call me up, fearorlove.com. I'm Leah LaChapelle. Bye-bye, everyone, as we unzip reality. Got to get that in there.